Thank you. It's my honor to present our work, Efficiency Evaluation and Orthonormal Basis Determination in Functional HRTF Modeling. First, a brief introduction. HRTF stands for Head-Related Transfer Function, which is an acoustic transfer function describing the filtering effect of pinna head and torso of a listener. It's a function of position, and it's also strongly individual because human beings have different physical size of pinna head and torso. HRTF can be obtained directly by measurement. Of course, the measured HRTF are accurate, but it's only the responses at some sampled spatial position, and the whole procedure is greatly time-consuming. So it's useful to have a continuous model to represent individual HRTF over the entire auditory scene. Next, I'm going to introduce the 3D far-field continuous HRTF model. Here's the reference for details. As we can see that in this model separates the frequency component from the spatial component, and because it's continuous functions, and it's very easy to reconstruct HRTFs at any arbitrary position in space and at any frequency point. But we have two questions for this model. First, how efficient is this model? And second, are there alternative representations which superior? To answer this question, firstly, we determine a key metric to measure the efficiency, and then we use the determined key metric to evaluate the functional model. Theoretically, we assume a random process can be expressed as a linear combination on infinite number of deterministic orthonormal functions weighted by random variables. These deterministic functions are orthonormal with respect to an inner product. In practice, we usually represent or approximate this process using a finite number of the orthonormal functions. Then, the expected value of the square norm of error of the finite representation can be given by this by formula 2, where x is the random process, x hat is the finite representation of the random process. The following work is based on this orthogonal expansion theory. So the key metric. Now we focus on a simpler case for illustration. Suppose we have a random process defined on a finite interval with zero mean and finite energy. Given any set of orthonormal complete bases in a square integrable space, the random process can be expressed as this linear combination on these complete bases and weighted by random variable. This random variable is given by the inner product of xt and the complete basis. Under the truncation, formula 5 shows the error of the n-dimensional representation, and the expected value of the square norm of error can be calculated by formula 6. And we can see that the first term won't change, and it is independent of this representation. So to minimize delta psi, we need to maximize the second term. Next, we evaluate the second term in 6. The second term, the second term is denoted by script A sign. As said before, this random variable is given by the inner product of xt and psi t. So from this calculation, this script A psi can be written as formula 7, where kxx is the autocorrelation function of the random process. And this kxx won't change. So we can say that script A psi depends on the choice of this complete basis. Okay, but any complete orthonormal basis can be used. So we have a question, which is the best? Now, let's psi t be the eigenfunctions of the following integral equation with kernel, the autocorrelation function of the random process. And then we use this eigenfunction to expand the random process as the formula 9, and the random variable is given by the inner product of xt and these eigenfunctions. Next, we compute script A psi. From this calculation, we can see that script A psi equals to the sum of n largest eigenvalues. And we know that the first eigenfunction accounts as much as the variability of the random process as possible. So we say that script A psi must be equal or greater than that given by other complete bases. And then we say this random process can be optimally expanded on eigenfunctions. But quite often, the distribution property in the random process are either unknown or too complicated to be described simply or in closed form. So as a result, it's extremely difficult to find a KL expansion for the random process. But given a set of realization of the random process and an arbitrary orthonormal basis, we can calculate the random variable for each realization. And then we evaluate the random variable and use a sample variance to determine the term, the expected energy of the random variable. And then the sum of n largest random variables of alpha is script A psi, and we know that it won't be larger than A psi, which is given by optimal expansion. So we find the key metric, which is the sum of n largest sample variance among random variable, which is involved in the model. Next, we use this identified key metric to evaluate the functional model. Since the KL expansion is unavailable, there are two circumstances under consideration. The first, since the representation is not optimal, redundancy must exist in the model. Then, how do we measure the redundancy or equivalent deficiency? As we know that more terms in the model imply less error of the representation, so there's a trade-off of efficiency and accuracy. Given a n terms expansion, we can calculate the variance for n coefficients. Then we find that only the variance of some coefficients are very small, which means the corresponding terms can be removed from the model without enlarging the error significantly. So only n prime terms left in the model, and We can determine the efficiency of the model in terms of the term, which is given by formula 11. Okay, and then the second one is there are many choices of orthonormal basis. So which one is the best? Oh, sorry. And we know that given an orthonormal basis, we can calculate a set of coefficients, and this script A are different. So we compare the value of script A, then the larger the better. So the orthonormal basis providing largest script A is the best choice. Okay, next, we use the proposed method to evaluate the HRTF model. First, the efficiency in spatial component expansion. In this expansion, the spatial component is expanded on spherical harmonics, and gamma is the coefficient we called spherical harmonic coefficient, which is given by the inner product of HRTF and spherical harmonics. And the degree, maximum degree N, capital N, is given by this expression. And it's determined by the wave number K. Okay, now, for that model, we have totally have capital M coefficient. And then we calculate the variances of all these spherical harmonics coefficients. We find that M prime coefficients accounts for 99.9% of the total energy. So according to 11, we define the HRTF spatial efficiency as formula 14. Figure A shows the variance of all spherical harmonics coefficients for the frequency at 4 kilohertz. And we see that the first 50 coefficients accounts most of the energy. And then figure B shows the differences between capital M and capital M prime. Capital M is this blue triangle, and M prime, the red star. And from equation 14, we can see that the efficiency of the spatial component expansion is around 70%. And then this figure shows the comparison among the measured HRTF, the blue one, and then the red one is reconstructed HRTF using capital M terms of spherical harmonics. And the green one shows the reconstructed HRTF using M prime terms of spherical harmonics. The green one, the differences between green one and red one is around 1%. Next, let's see which orthonormal basis basis is best in frequency component expansion. In the introduced 3D HRTF model, we use spherical Bessel function to expand the frequency component. And A is the spherical Bessel coefficient, which is given by this formula. But we have other choices, such as complex exponentials, Legendre polynomials, and Chebyshev polynomials. They are all equivalent in expanding frequency components used on the infinite terms. And the coefficient can be given by these three equations, respectively. And then Here we present the property of HRTF component models using these four sets of fourth normal bases. And the second term shows the script A. And we can see that this script A, according to complex exponential, is quite close to the spherical Bessel function. But we must notice that 16 terms of spherical Bessel function accounts for 95% of the total energy of variance, while 16 complex exponentials only accounts for 93% of the energy. So we say here, spherical Bessel function is the best choice in HRTF frequency expansion. Okay, next conclusion. In this paper, we answer the question, how do we evaluate the efficiency of a given functional HRTF model? And we use the sum of the variance of random variable involved in the model to evaluate the efficiency. And the result shows the efficiency of the model in spatial component expansion is around 70%, and the best choice of frequency component expansion is the spherical Bessel function. Thanks for attention. Thank you.
Thank you for the presentation. Do we have questions? We have time for a short question. And I might ask the efficiency that you calculated for this representation, can this be turned in some kind of efficiency in a more efficient implementation for listening? Can you make practical use of this maximum efficiency that you have obtained?
Oh, I didn't do that, but I think it can, because this is universal for all random processing representation. So I think it can be used for.
Okay, so the lowest number, reasonable number of terms gives you also practical advantages.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, then let's thank you again.
Okay, thank you.